Pittsburgh's three rivers are filled with all sorts of vessels when the weather's nice. WESA's Katie Blackley takes us out onto the water with a program that teaches teens how to sail.
It's a sunny afternoon, and I'm sitting on a boat watching three long white sailboats cut through the wind on the Allegheny River. On the boats are four teenagers and three adult instructors who pull ropes and keep an eye out for obstacles. This is the Point of Pittsburgh Sailing League, a program for local students to try their hand at sailing. One of those students is Eva August, a rising junior at Kappa High School focusing on visual arts.
I mean, I'd heard of sailing as an activity, but I didn't really know that it was going on like on the river, like I'd never seen that.
This is actually Eva's second year in the program, and she's getting really good.
You really get to like learn how to do something and like actually go out and do it by yourself, like without instruction, which is kind of nice. It's like almost like a little form of independence.
Founder Joe Kirk says he wanted to create the program as a way to introduce the sport to local high school students. While he said he often sails at Lake Arthur in Butler County, he and the other instructors wanted a more accessible program to city teens. With an education grant from State Senator Wayne Fontana and an agreement with the Sports and Exhibition Authority for docking space, the group was able to purchase and maintain several boats. The program does cost money, but Kirk says no student is ever turned away. They had a COVID-limited program last year, but this is the first time they've been fully afloat. The program begins in April each year. Students start in the classroom, where trained sailing instructors emphasize the physics of sailing.
I have them build little paper sailboats, and they walk around with the sailboats, and we talk about how the wind's working on that sail. We then use it to teach the rules of the road, how when sailboats meet, who has right of way.
With Pittsburgh's hilly topography, Kirk says it can be challenging to keep up with weather reports, wind speed predictions, and water levels.
Sailing in an urban area like Pittsburgh, especially a navigable waterway, is really something that should be done in an organized way. We're not suggesting folks just come in here and drop a sailboat in the river and go sail around.
But not a lot of people do, he says, because it's not as common to sail on these rivers as it would to be on a larger lake or ocean. Kirk hopes some of the students he helps to train go on to continue to sail, or even compete. Today, they're learning some basic maneuvers, like how to tack.
Meaning how the bow cross the wind.
And jibe.
Where the stern, the back of the boat, will cross the wind.
They're necessary skills for successful sailing, Kirk says, especially when bigger boats come by. When a Gateway Clipper boat floats up the Monongahela, Kirk radios to the Clipper and coordinates a safe location for his students' boats.
Oh, here we go. There we got the. Let me get my horn.
One horn for North Shore, two for closest shore, three for all clear, and four to dock. Even if there were to be choppy waves or a strong wind, Kirk says the students are ready for it. Plus, the boats they use are made for learning, with a masthead float that keeps the boat from turning over.
The students practice capsize drills. They have to be able to bring the boat back up in a minute. And these boats are designed to be able to do that.
All the students receive caps when they're in the program. And once the new sailors are comfortable, they're evaluated on their abilities.
Can you sail without an instructor on board? And that means, can you tack a boat? Can you jibe a boat? Can you sail it away from dock? Can you sail it back to dock? Can you rig it? Can you de-rig it? If they can do those, they get a little sailboat pin on their hat.
Shortly after my trip with Joe Kirk and the student sailors, he said Eva, the Kappa student from earlier, just earned her first pin.
That was 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reporting. All of our stories about outdoor recreation, from fly fishing to dog sledding, are at AlleghenyFront.org.